There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. On Mondays during the football season, we start off this hour every week with the great Michael Lombardi, former longtime NFL executive, VSiN host, his show, The Lombardi Line. You can catch it weekdays at noon Eastern right here on VSiN. Michael, good morning. A lot of panic, shall I say, around the New England Patriots and how their preseason looked, and still like a lot of questions up in the air regarding this team. I'm hearing possible last place finish thrown out there by some. Are you buying that? Could they be that bad?
I mean, are you really going to bet Robert Saleh against Bill Belichick? I mean, seriously, it's amazing. You know, people forget, of course, everybody gives Brady credit for all the wins, but you know, you got the best coach in the conference. And I think Mac Jones is really a good player. I don't think they played well offensively. I think you could see it the other night. They look disconnected. It's something they have to fix. But I do think they have the best coach, and I do think he understands what the problems are, and I'm pretty sure he's going to fix it. The one thing I did notice in the game against the Raiders was their defense looked better. I mean, I know it wasn't what they wanted in terms of their front and the physicality, but their defense speed, McMillan at the linebacker, gave them more horizontal play than they had last year, which is going to be critical when they play against Buffalo, a team that they couldn't force to punt in the last two games. So, look, it doesn't look pretty right now. There's no denying it. I think Mac Jones is going to still be a good player, but they're going to have to get that thing going. And when they do, I think it'll be much better.
Look at Michael up early watching film already. That is awesome. Right behind him. Well, how about the wide receivers, though? And now you don't have Thornton. That's a big injury. They were counting on him.
Right. But I think they're really content. I mean, Aguilar didn't play to the level they wanted him to last year, but they feel like he's playing much better this year. And Parker's another guy that they like. But look, they're going to get the ball to Hunter Henry inside. And the injury the other night to Ty Montgomery, I think, affects him because they were looking at him as the James White replacement. That being said, I think they're going to have to use Rhamondre Stevenson, who Belichick was talking about catching the ball a lot better and being involved in their protection scheme. So I do think that they certainly will be able to manipulate their wide receiver core. I think Kendrick Bourne hasn't been to the level he was last year. He played really well for them. They need him to take a giant step up. But I think more than anything, you know, people are so focused on the play caller. I think they have to find their identity offensively. When you watch them on tape, They're trying to run the outside zone. They haven't been very good at that. They're a power, physical offensive line, and they're going to run the ball left behind Trent Brown. That's the key. Whenever you have a left tackle, this is really important in football. When you have a left tackle like a Jonathan Ogden in his day, or really when Becton played at the Jets, a left tackle that can run block, it changes the whole tenor of the defense. It makes you have to bring a safety down. Most defensive ends, Chandler Jones, for an example, the Raiders, are light at right end. And so when you have a left tackle that can run block like he can, it opens up the doors for the offense. That being said, if they continue to try to run this outside zone, it's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big game week one there. Are you buying the Miami hype?
I mean, the Miami hype has been going on. I don't think it's hype. I think it's propaganda. I mean, they have made a complete important to try to build Tua up. You know, they have tried to build him up. I mean, the guy has not completed many passes. I think there's a punter in the league that's got more 30-yard completions than Tua does with the ball in the air. But look, I think Miami's an improved team with their skill. Are they better in the offensive line? I don't know that. And I think if you rush Tua the right way, where you rush him inside out, it becomes a problem. He is not going to throw the ball down the field. I don't care how much they talk about it. The throw that we saw the opening game against Philadelphia, I mean, that Philly had all their backup players. I mean, you could go to the game book and see the players that are going to make Philly's team because they didn't play in the game. I'm not that high on Miami to be an elite team. I think they'll be a better team. Will they win 9 games? Maybe 10. Is Mike McDaniels a better head coach than Brian Flores? I think you got to answer that question first.
What can you tell us today about Darren Waller, tight end for the Raiders? Been banged up, questionable for week one. And I did see a report last night. For what it's worth, he bailed on his agent and he was looking for a new one. Do you think he's going to be ready to go for week one?
I think that's been the real issue. I mean, look, Darren Waller's an absolutely fabulous player, and he's one of the top tight ends in the league. And he's watched all these other players, whether it's Devontae Adams, whether it's, you know, Derek Carr, other players, Chandler Jones, come into the Raiders and try to get a contract extension, which the Raiders have seemed to have a lot of interest in doing that, right? They do. They have a lot of interest in doing that, and they want to make Waller a very, very secure player within their team, and they're trying. I think there's been a disconnect between the agent, and I think that's why you're seeing that. I fully expect him to be there week one. I think this is a partnership that wants to grow, and when partnerships want to grow, they often do.
Okay. What was your overall impression, and I'm sure you're going to be looking at the film maybe a little bit more this week, but of some of the rookie quarterbacks that got more playing time in the final preseason game, and if you had to make a prediction, we talked about this earlier, I went with Ridder to maybe make the first appearance out of like all these guys. What do you think overall as a group and how they looked?
I like that, Mitch, because I think you're banking on Mariota, who's had a hard time staying healthy. And I think Ridder, to me, when I watched him in the draft last year and at Cincinnati, and we saw a lot of Cincinnati games. I mean, look, they were very good. Ridder had about 3 plays that you were just like, what happened there? And he had about 50 that you said, this guy's pretty good. You know, and if he can eliminate some of the inaccurate throws, and I think he's improved. I agree with you. I think he's the guy that they got to see where they go with him. I think when you look at the other ones, Malik Willis is a running back playing quarterback. Let's make no mistake about it. You can wow the plays all you want, but he can't run an offense. There's no way he can come to the line of scrimmage, check the front, check the coverage, get him in the right play, get him in the right run, and then execute all those things. Just not going to happen right now, maybe down the road. That's the thing I don't think people really put into full force is what goes on at the line of scrimmage that the quarterback has to handle within 25 seconds. And it's voluminous, and it's hard, and you've got to process. And I think that's the challenge. I think Pickett looks like he's got great rhythm. He's got great timing. And for me, I would go with Pickett because I know where I'm going with MVP, Mitch. I know where that's going to end up. And I don't think it's going to be very good. I think that's going to be the bigger issue. I think Pickett looks like he's got a chance. Now, that Steeler offensive line gives me pauses, concern, because they're not very good.
He played well yesterday. What are you hearing on Mims and where he could wind up?
Denzel Mims, look, this has been an ongoing battle between Mims, Ron Slave, and his agent, and the front office and the Jets coaching staff. The Jets coaching staff really didn't really embrace Mims when they got there. This is a new staff coming in. I don't know the disconnect between the coaches and Mims. Last year, he was very unhappy. They kind of put him in the doghouse, and all of a sudden now he's come out. You know, look, everybody thinks he'll end up at Carolina because Matt Rhule had him at Baylor. Perhaps. I mean, Mims is a really good vertical outside receiver with great speed, and you've got to be able to utilize that skill set. And I think the Jets may have seen that in the last game. Salai said they're going to keep six receivers. He's one of their top six. We'll see what Joe. Look, Joe Douglas, the general manager, drafted him. I can't imagine Joe Douglas wants to trade him. And what would you actually get for the guy? The guy hasn't been a dominating player in the pro football. You're going to get a late pick anyway.
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about the potential for, you know, betting on the worst team in the NFL this year. The Bears, Texans are throwing around some other teams maybe as well. And it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Michael Lombardi is our guest. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but do the Seahawks, are they not going to go to battle this year with the worst quarterback room in the entire league? I mean, Drew Lock, to me, Michael, that was his job to take, and he couldn't do it. So now they got it. You know, Geno Smith's going to have to be their guy.
You know, when you get branded in life, you know, it's George Allen used to say, if you get to the, if your car's at the office early once, people think you get there early every day, you know, and he's right. I mean, this Drew Lock sensation happened in high school when someone, I don't know who, someone behind the curtain said he's a five-star. And that five-star has carried him all the way through. Oh, Drew Lock's a great talent. He's a great talent. We've never seen it. I said this on my show. Patrick and I, we talked about it all. Like, I wouldn't have been able to go on vacation knowing that Drew Lock was going to be one of my guys competing. With that quarterback room, I couldn't have gone on vacation this summer. I really believe this, and I've said this on my podcast. I've said it on my show. I think they're waiting for Garoppolo. And I think San Francisco knows fully well that they're waiting for Garoppolo. And that's why San Francisco is playing this game right now. They know there's no trade market for him. Ian Rappaport reported there's nobody trading. John Lynch is saying he's close to making a deal. With who? What team is going to trade for $25 million? Now, let's put this in perspective. Don Yee controls the trade because no one's going to take on that contract unless Don Yee lowers it.
Okay.
So as much as Lynch thinks he's in control, he's really not. The contract's in control, which puts Don Yee, the agent for Jimmy Garoppolo, in control. I think by week two, when they play the 49ers in Seattle, I think Jimmy Garoppolo will be in a Seattle uniform.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
That's strong.
Good answer. Very good.
Okay. All right, Michael. Good to talk to you as always. We're almost here, man. We're almost here.
I appreciate it. Yeah, look, we're almost there. It's exciting. This is the best time of the year. Everybody in Ocean City goes home. All the people that are here for the summer, so the town becomes normal again, and we get football. I mean, it's a great collision.
There you go. It's a perfect storm then for you. All right.
Yeah,
have a good weekend. By the way, again, the Lombardi line. Yep, weekdays at noon Eastern, weekends at 10 Eastern right here on VSiN. By the way, again, here's the betting guide of what it looks like, the VSiN Pro Football Betting Guide. This is the front cover of Josh Allen. I picked up the first like five or six pages. There's 115 pages of it. It's beautiful. Looks magnificent. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe and find out how you can actually pick it up for yourself today.
That's awesome. The setup. He's watching film. I see that. Great. Interesting with Garoppolo. There you go. Give it a couple weeks and it'll be in Seattle.
I said earlier, I don't like that idea because I want the team to tank the entire time. But he's clearly an upgrade, and
that's not how Carroll's wired. But
I know.
That'd be the appropriate thing to do. Yes, I know.
At least Garoppolo can get the ball to his weapons, right? I mean, he doesn't. Maybe not down the field. Maybe it's not going to be 50-yard passes. But like last year, just get the ball to Debo, right? Just get the ball to Kittle, work in Ayuk. And what does Seattle have? They have pretty good wide receivers, and I'm being very conservative by calling them pretty good. Fant can play at tight end.
Yeah, the Bear game, they didn't help Geno out with a lot of drops.
Yeah, that's right.
So he was actually okay in place of Wilson when he got hurt. But, it's going to be a rude awakening this year.
FTM at vsin.com is the email here. FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. Coming up in about 35 minutes, Nick Bogdanovich from Circus Sports will be in studio. We'll find out how far he lowered Hawaii's power rating after that debacle and some marquee college games with him at that time. Up next, we don't want to overreact to the weekend, but there's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football season's here, and this is when the money is made. No one knows football like VSiN, and become a VSiN subscriber. Get the college and pro guides. Only VSiN subscribers get all the tools to prep for the college and pro football seasons. Profiles on every team, power ratings, win total bets, player awards. Sign up early for a discount at $175. You'll get both guides and full VSiN access all the way through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month and see everything we have to up your betting game. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right. We can have some fun here in this segment based on what we had, what we saw over the weekend. Call it, we don't want to overreact to the weekend. But, Paulie, I certainly don't want to overreact. But this is the last year for Scott Frost in Nebraska. Yay? Nay?
Oh, yeah.
You on board with that?
Oh, yeah.
I just, to start the year like that already with the onside kick, and you have to come back and tell the media that it was your fault and you wish you had it all over again because you wouldn't do it, you're in great position to win the game. A forced onside kick like that. And again, if they get that, but it's not a high leverage opportunity there and you're in total control of the game. You're up 28-17. You're gashing them now on offense. I get it if you get it. Your win probability goes to the roof at that point, but it was already super strong and there was no need to let them. Why? Why do that? It made zero sense whatsoever. And boy, the writing's on the wall already. It's too bad. I really wanted to work out for him in Lincoln.
I'm shocked by the whole just debacle, unmitigated disaster, because he was undefeated last time we saw him at Central Florida. And he come in, saved the program, one of us, and that's... It's just loyal. That's loyal to a fault, right?
They have talent. Again, they have playmakers on the offensive side of the ball.
Come on. Last year's a story. 3-9 and you outscored your opponents?
Yeah.
Eight losses by one score?
Well, part of the reason why is because of how they blasted Northwestern last year.
Yeah, right. 5-21 is record in one-score games at Nebraska.
The problem is he's calling out like the offense. We got to be more creative. How about you shore it up on defense, by the way? Hilinski looked like the best player in football.
I don't want to overreact, but I'll give you another guy who's bye-bye. Mack Brown. What the hell was that Saturday? They got 20 guys out, Florida A&M, and it's a tight game in the fourth quarter at home?
Yeah.
You're a 40-point favorite? What is that? I agree with Brad Powers. I think they lose at App State. That's a tough game. And listen, last year...
Would that surprise anybody?
Well, not... Okay, but still, that's... Last year, with Howell, and you see how well he's done with Washington, they were preseason top 10. They lost 7 games with that guy.
Yeah.
He was the favorite to win in that discussion to be the Heisman guy. And they lost right off the bat to Va Tech and how it worked out. This is it. This has gone downhill in a hurry at North Carolina. That's a joke, and I think App State gets them.
All right. On Saturday night, Vanderbilt had a 10-plus yard rush on 40% of their carries, a 20-plus yard rush on 16% of their carries. Their offensive success rate in the third quarter was 88%. I mean, it was really something else to watch this game. I don't want to overreact, but Hawaii has a chance to be one of the worst teams we've had in a long time in college football. I mean, the power rating, according to everybody, was that's why that handicap was so fascinating. Some people made it like around 2.
Oh, 9.5-point move.
Yeah. Other people made it around 10. And that was, I'm saying this, think about this. I'm saying this about a Vanderbilt team. It was men amongst boys on that matchup.
Oh, gashing them on the ground. Good point earlier. You felt bad for them in the third quarter.
I felt bad for the program in the third quarter.
Yep, because we knew, listen, 6 wins last year. They had 11-1 ATS run in openers. But 51 new players, new coach. Holy cow. And you watch that game against a 2-win Vandy who gave up 35 points per game last year. You find me 3 wins on Hawaii.
You can't
schedule.
Do it. Right now you can't do it. There's no way.
You can't.
And I know people were, I mean, the turnover, and by the way, they might be hit a lot based on, you know, the location every single year with guys are like, I got island fever. I can't do this anymore. I got to get out of here. They might be looking at this for a long, long time where just constant turnover. Whew, man, they just nothing looked good at all. Again, I said this earlier. It did. It looked like a solid NFL team in the third quarter against like a double-A team. That's how bad it was. Totally night and day. And it's Vanderbilt we're talking about. Yep. I don't want to overreact, but any playoff team can come out of the American League if Justin Verlander's injury is serious.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. This is juicy if he's out a significant amount of time.
From what I understand, we're going to find out that maybe this morning about the results of the calf. That's not good. 60 pitches yesterday thrown through 3 innings, and he came out because he stepped on the base awkwardly, and he was going to win the American League Cy Young. He was the 450 favorite.
It is up for grabs. I would still take Houston, but my God. I mean, Cleveland, the way the Yankees are playing, can't beat the A's. I mean, this is real. What's going on with the Blue Jays?
Sure.
They sweep the Red Sox, get swept at home by the Angels, and score 3 runs in the series.
That's it.
And the Angels came limping in.
That's who they are. That's the season in a nutshell for Toronto. They'll look great for 3 days and then terrible for the next 3. I'm glad you brought up Cleveland. If something's wrong with Verlander, the Guardians can absolutely come out of the American League. The Yankees can, no question.
Now, that was a hell of a series. Seattle should have swept that 4-game series.
Yep.
They were great.
And that's the next team I was going to say.
Sure. You get Castillo and Ray to start.
A 1-2 like that?
Yeah, they can pitch. That was awesome. I don't want to overreact, but the Patriots are going to win 6 games. This is hideous what's going on. Belichick, after the game, there's a lot of things I need to clean up. You don't have Thornton. You were counting on him. He's out 8 weeks. The Raiders going right down the field against their first team defense. Mac Jones with a horrible interception.
That was bad.
What has happened here? You're looking. There's no speed on defense. Where are the playmakers? They're all gone. I don't think they're going to stop a lot of people, and I think Miami week 1 is a great bet. And I don't want to overreact. But I'm not a 2-and-on guy, but I think they win 10-11 games. I have that. I think McDaniel knows what he's doing with offense. Look at Skylar Thompson. Where did this come from?
I know.
But I know Michael's right. At times it's propaganda, and Beckham has more 30-yard touchdown passes than Tua in his career. But I think this is going to work offensively. I think they'll win 10-11 games. And New England is just – this is a joke what's gone on here. Mm-hmm. What is the problem between the Patricia Judge thing? It's always a tough place to play in September because of the damn humidity. The Patriots never play well there. And you can lay 2.5 and $1.40, 50 on a money line?
Yep.
Absolutely. Miami swept them last year. And I think Tua can take a step up this year. And big improvement with the acquisition of Hill and the new coach.
Okay, now hear me out on this. I don't want to overreact, but Ravens rookie quarterback Anthony Brown was terrific against Washington. 15 of 19, 256 yards, a touchdown. Couple this with what we know about Justin Herbert now 2 years into the league, and I will reiterate something that I said last week, and maybe treading lightly with Miami Hurricanes quarterback Tyler Van Dyke would be wise knowing who that coach is now in Miami. I don't want to overreact, but they absolutely had treated Justin Herbert with kid's gloves at Oregon, and you were seeing now he's maybe the best quarterback in the entire league. Anthony Brown was average at best last year for Oregon, and so far this preseason with Baltimore has been absolutely sensational. I'm just saying, maybe, just maybe, Cristobal Ball is a really good recruiter, but an absolutely terrible head coach. That's possible.
Will he be hands-off? More maybe trust the OC?
I think
the OC was the problem, too, a couple years at Oregon, especially when it was
Herbert. Well, that's fine, but there was still, there's still time after he left.
Yeah.
He's been gone for a couple of years now.
That's fair. It's something to keep an eye on. Yep.
Just it's something I absolutely, that's what I'm going to do. I'll keep an eye on it, watch it before I get too nuts because people think the Hurricanes are going to be sensational this year.
And he's, Heisman talk, right? Sure.
Yeah. If he comes in there because he was really good last year and it doesn't look the same, they just, jot that one down, okay? So that would be something else if Verlander's putting together this kind of a season and then all of a sudden a random calf injury is the reason why he can't continue. Oh, man, the American League would be so juicy. And it still can be, but the Astros are clearly on paper the best team in that on that side. And take away their best pitcher and, okay.
Orioles plus 350 to get the final wild card. Game and a half back. Brutal schedule, but they all do. Toronto, tough schedule. Tampa, take a look at Tampa's schedule in September.
I know. Well, it's something we've been talking about with Baltimore, though, for weeks now, right?
It was not long ago. It was 18, 12 to 1. Now it's plus 350.
And what'd you think? I mean, Alcantara had to have that for the Cy Young.
No, I think it's out. I like Craig Mish. I think that's an asinine tweet. It's over. How is it over? He's a 350 favorite. Gonsolin goes today.
It's not.
Great job. I agree with you. He needed to have it. He was great, but he just got lit up against the Dodgers last time. There's still 5-6 starts left. It's over. Come on.
If Gonsolin here's what we need. From Gonsolin, if you have future tickets on him to win the Cy Young now, go 7 strong tonight. Allow one run.
There it is.
Strike out like 7.
Then he'd be 17-1 with an ERA of under 2.
Yes. But right? if he goes 5 innings tonight, and even if he gets the win, 5 innings, 2 earned runs, that's kind of a setback for Gonsolin. But Sandy, absolutely, because if he got rocked again, how juicy would that race be?
That's, yes.
You know?
Right. It was great.
So. We'll continue talking Major League Baseball up next. Short card today and some other numbers that are available right now. Kind of recap what took place this weekend. I would say, don't look now, but over the last 4 starts, this guy is completely under the radar and he hasn't allowed a run. He's been absolutely fantastic. I'll tell you who that is coming up next.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Pocket Cash with popular picks. Join Levi's 501 Pop Culture Pools for free and answer questions for a shot at a share of 10 grand in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Levi's to get in on the action. Levi's buy better, wear longer. See DraftKings.com for details. From the amazing but true department, Corbin got the win yesterday for the Nats. It ended a 43-game drought without a starter getting a win. The record was 35, set by the Senators in 1949. Shattered that.
Oh, they flew right by God. It. I mean, come on.
It's impossible.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to break, forward.
Yeah, right.
Today's Major League Baseball card, Yankees at the Angels, after that weekend series against the A's. This
Bad.
Is, yeah, I know. This
Bad
is,
job. Again, the offense can't hit.
This form now for like a month has been terrible.
Can I interest you, and I know the schedule, but the Rays are 50-1. They're 7.5 back.
I've taken a peek.
Well, I took a peek too, but I took the Jays. I thought this Yankee collapse could continue, but I guess I right church, wrong pew.
They're playing great ball. They are a hell of an organization.
And 9 games left, Toronto and Tampa. And then
I just wonder, I mean,
every game's tough for the Yankees right now.
Yeah, we're talking about like mid-30s for games left.
Right.
A little bit more than a month now for everybody in baseball. It's a lot to overcome still. Crazier things have happened. I mean, would the Braves come back like 30 years ago from 9 down in September against the Giants?
Was win that division? Much, bro? Sounds about right.
Think so?
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, Montas is going tonight. Another thing here. He was okay in his last start.
He was good.
He went like 5+, 2 earned.
Beat the Mets.
7.32 ERA in 4 starts overall, 4.55 FIP, and a 1.58 WHIP there. It's Suarez and the Angels. This Angels team is, I don't know.
Where did that come from?
That's the thing. I have no
idea.
They're
playing bad ball, and they just eviscerated Toronto. excellent job. And then shut them down. Held them to three runs for the series.
Yeah.
Well, this is their World Series, though, right?
By the way, did Ohtani put something together there for maybe a push here late?
Not too late. Judge 1-10.
It's not Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt's much higher than that.
Well, it depends what book you look at, though.
$15?
He's five locally. $5 locally.
Is he really still?
Yeah. What do you think of the Triple Crown prop? Good job, guys, putting that up, DraftKings.
DraftKings put up plus 550.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe worth a stab.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they put it up, though, anyways. But that's, he was great in the win, but I just think not enough time left. And, you know, Judge is going to hit, worst case, 55, 57 bombs.
You'd think.
I think when it's all said and done. So there's a 1 to 1,600. I think that's at DraftKings with Goldie. But, I'd like the Angels. I don't want the Yankees.
Yeah, I really don't want the Yankees either.
No way.
Let me give you another good pitching matchup here. We've talked about Suarez for the Phillies a lot. He had a bad inning in his last start against the Reds. But overall, second half pitcher now going back to last year. And this year, for the most part, been really, really solid. The Phillies get Zach Gallen tonight in Arizona. You want to talk about under the radar. Mm-hmm. Since August 8th, Zach Gallen, 4 starts, 27-plus innings pitched. His ERA is 0. Has not allowed one earned run in his last 4 starts. That's now 27-plus consecutive innings with no earned run allowed. A 1.44 with the FIP. The whip is 0.66, which is otherworldly.
You have him tonight, Gallen?
I have him tonight. That's
I got mad bump.
I had Gallen as I'm looking at it, yeah.
Okay, well.
34% K rate, only 12 hits in those 4 starts. So, based on the number, it has to be mad bump.
No,
because there's no chance Zach Gallen's plus 155. No, do they have Mad Bum?
It's Mad Bum. Yeah. You answered your question.
Like multiple spots last night that all had Gallen going today.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's shenanigans this time of year.
Okay.
That's a big series, though. And you're right. He's been great. Gallen's been great. So has Suarez as well. And Phillies have been hot. And they're making the playoffs.
I'll give you another one.
Yep.
Here. Okay. So Padres at the Giants.
Here we go.
Clevenger goes against Rodon.
Give
all the numbers here in a minute.
All right.
Rodon since July 31st, 5 starts, ERA 1.44, FIP 1.63, 35% K rate. He faced San Diego on July 9th, complete game, 3 hitter, 1 earned run, 12 Ks, dominated.
Yep. Give me the Giants tonight. Absolutely. Anti-Padres, give me Rodon. I know they got swept in Minnesota, bullpen shenanigans. It was bad, but this is, and I'll tell you, Fangraphs isn't watching the games. Updated playoff chances, Fangraphs. Padres, 73%. Brewers, 38%. They're even in the loss column, I believe. So this, you get blown out by Kansas City? Who do you trust? Manaea, enough already. Get him out of there. But this is their stretch. You get Rodon, then you see Webb, then you have a six of the next 9 against the Dodgers after that. And we know they've lost 17 of the last 19 against the Dodgers, who incidentally can get the record if they go, 29-8 to finish the season. Look at that. They're 100%. The Mets are 100%. The Braves are 100%. The Cardinals are 96%. Phillies, 92%. And it's just going to be who's going to get the other playoff spot, the Padres or the Brewers, and we think we know. And that has gone from 7-1 to plus 150 on the Padres make the playoffs. Escalated quickly.
Yeah, so those numbers will tell you that 72% is exactly correlated with their playoff odds right now. Rodon first 5 is minus 140. Do you want to attack it that way instead of the full game? You got to pay.
No, I think they get the Clevenger too. You can do both, I guess, but I think they get the Clevenger.
I'm going to say because you got to pay about 5 more cents, maybe a little bit more than that for him in the first 5 because of the bullpen and whether or not, that's not really trustworthy at this point. The first 5 under, by the way, is 3.5. It's even money. But if you think they get the Clevenger, that over 3.5 for the first 5 is minus 130.
Yep. Yep. You concerned about the tough spot for the Cardinals? Off the big
off
Sunday
the game
night
last
win.
Night.
Another great series against the Braves. Michaelis. It's Chase Anderson for the Reds. Last year, he had an ERA of almost 7. I mean, the Cardinals should punk him today, too. $1.25 on a run line. What he got? $1.30 on the run line with the Cardinals. Keep a 6-game lead now in the division.
Yep. Yep.
I think they should bury the Reds in that one. And then the Twins-Red Sox series. Good job by the Red Sox showing some fight against the Rays. But Bundy against Bello, Twins a short home favorite. He's got an ERA of 7 on the season. See if the Twins can keep this going. They got helped out big by what Seattle did. They're only 2 back now. sweeping the Giants and then Cleveland stubbing their toe. And you mentioned, I don't know what to do with the Jays. Well, here's your guy. Here's Berríos going, right? You want to – Cubbies have been feisty. And this guy, Assad, shut down the Cardinals last time out in his first start. Berríos, 230? Now they can't hit now? You just don't know what you're going to get for better numbers at home. But it's like anything's possible. You go seven strong, give up one run, or he's out of there by the fourth tonight.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. You'd honestly need to check me in the morning, or else I would need to be drug tested to bet 230 with Jose Berríos. There's absolutely no chance I would lay that number with him. So that's not going to happen. The Gonsolin number today for the Dodgers, again, at DraftKings, he's minus 215 for the game, minus 210 in the first five. So actually, a cheaper price there on him in the first five right now as he goes against Lopez. Lopez not having a great year, obviously, but he's a solid pitcher who started off well this season for the first couple of months. Not exactly the same guy, but look at this price now. Of course, how high is it going to go?
Is six innings, one run, the rest of the way good enough for Tony if you get a couple horrible, bad performances, by Sandy?
Well, for sure it is.
I would say that's good enough. I think that moves the chains, too.
If you
people calling it over. Come on.
But that's a big if, though, too. You need now, you called it multiple bad starts by
Alcantara. But as you said last week, he's going against playoff teams coming up. I think, is it Atlanta's next start? If it's coming up, so right.
Yeah. But he definitely answered Gonsolin on Saturday, and now Gonsolin has to counter that tonight with being really, really good.
Because there was a lot of steam about, hey, look at Sandy against good teams.
Yeah.
But then you're right.
People actually who really looked into the numbers hardcore said that if the Marlins were a playoff team, he might be in the mix to win the MVP in the National League. So that just tells you how good of a year the guy was actually having.
Well, but when you say it's over, that's Goldschmidt MVP. I've seen as low as minus 350 today.
It's not over. No, there's still five, six starts left here.
Yes, yes.
And again, so Gonsolin drifted back up, I noticed, to 12-1 at one spot to win the Cy Young after what Alcantara did over the weekend. But if Gonsolin does that again tonight, and again, we're throwing a lot of ifs, but there's a lot of scenarios here that are in play. If he does go six, seven strong, only a couple of hits, one run, that you're looking at 8-1 right now on the screen, I think that 8-1 will be gone, and certainly 12-1 will vanish. That'll come back down to single digits for sure.
Dustin, what do you have Goldschmidt MVP at? 75-1? Oh, God.
That was a nice bet before the year, huh?
Good for you. Yeah. That is awesome.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I would not mind having Goldschmidt 75-1 in pocket right now.
Last wild card American League, Tampa plus 180. Jays 3-1, Orioles plus 350. Seattle plus 550, Twins plus 850.
Will four teams get in from the AL East? Seems a little shaky.
Yeah. No, that's not.
I don't think so either. Nick Bogdanovich on the show, Circus Sports coming up next. How much does he downgrade a team like Hawaii after a truly abysmal performance? And his thoughts on the marquee games of week one in college coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Kick off college football with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Join Bet Rivers every Saturday of the college football season for a 20% parlay profit boost of at least 3 legs. New promotions, props every day, great house specials. Bet Rivers is your go-to book. Download the Bet Rivers app or go to BetRivers.com today. It's a whole new game.
Nick Bogdanovich is a longtime bookmaker here in Las Vegas, now with Circus Sports, and he is very cool this year. He's going to join us at 8:45 Eastern, 5:45 Pacific every Monday to recap the weekend and give us maybe a rundown on his power ratings. What are we overreacting to? Adjustments made. Good to see you again today. How are you?
I'm doing great, gentlemen.
For example, we've talked a little bit about the Hawaii mess on Saturday night. I mean, I couldn't get my eyes off the screen. It was so bad. People thought it was going to be really, really bad for them. I think it's even worse. Like, how, when you watch that happen and a team like Vanderbilt did whatever they wanted to them, especially in the second half, like, how far do you move a power rating for a team like Hawaii after that?
Well, obviously, I didn't move them fast enough. I had lowered them 10 points to start the season. And after this last game, I lowered it another 6. So I wasn't fast enough on the draw. But, I mean, to make Vanderbilt look like the 49ers with Joe Montana is a pretty good trick.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's tough to do.
Right. Was it hard to put a number on that? We talked to Adam Chernoff. He was talking to a bunch of guys at Circa and other bookmakers about it because it was a 9.5-point move.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of the hardest things to do. I mean, with 50 new players, new coaching staff, you don't know how far they've gone. And obviously, we found out real fast. So now what, Western Kentucky's like 17 at Hawaii, which is insane. I mean, it's,
yeah. What'd that open? Was it 8.5?
Yeah,
that
it was real low.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, Western Kentucky didn't look too great against Austin Peay.
That's
so
true.
It'll be interesting to see where that number closes.
Yeah, so looking ahead, you would have had Western Kentucky about 8.5 in that game, and then Saturday night happened, you're like, oh, this is going to take off.
Yeah, and it did. I mean, and the Sharps were all over Vanderbilt against Hawaii, so give them credit on that. But now I think it's getting in rarefied air. I hope it keeps running. I might be interested in taking 20.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Sure.
What would you do with Nebraska?
You know, I didn't really do much. I might have lowered them 0.5 point. But, you know, the one thing that concerns me is they gave up like 540 yards to Northwestern. That concerns me. But they were in control of that game until, Frost wanted to roll the dice with the onside. And a couple of their picks, the receivers could have caught. So, and the quarterback for the transfer from Texas looked pretty good. So I didn't downgrade them much. It's just like bad karma there with Frost. They lose every single close game, and it looks like it may continue to this year. But from a power rating standpoint, I only lowered them 0.5 point.
Okay. Yeah. How about from a handle standpoint? How was it that game? It's back, Ireland, the big game on Fox. How did it do? How do you compare the handle to other sports or maybe other football?
Yeah, no, games? The handle was solid. You know, that game moved up and down and several times, 11 up to 13, back to 11. And so there was really good two-way action on it. So, yeah, no – And it was the marquee game of the week. I mean, and it was on late enough in the morning that people were watching it. So, yeah, that was a very good handle game.
How about the get-out game with Hawaii?
Tremendous. Yeah. I mean, well, obviously, there was a ton of line movement. But being the with more shelf life, it had a monster handle. And we had a regular customer bet six figures on Vandy minus 3.5 in the second half. So the handle was super on that game. It was an excellent handle game.
What a rocking chair that was.
Oh, that was something else. Oh.
Would you like to lay 3.5 for six figures and have a 35-0 third quarter? I mean,
that's right.
You think he broke the cigar out at the 8-minute mark or what?
By the way, they couldn't go on like on an 8-play drive for 3 minutes. Everything was 72-yard touchdown and 45-yard touchdown. It was like, can they take some time off the clock here? But that was really something else. For people who don't know, like the get-out game for, 20-plus years, because it was always on national TV, the Hawaii handle, I bet you that would surprise a lot of people who are maybe new to this. Like, the handle overall in Hawaii games over the years would blow people's minds.
It would, but this one was bigger just because there was fewer games. I mean, there's one thing when you have, 70 games, and then you get to the Hawaii get-out game.
Right.
You know, people could be broke by then, tired, whatever. But on a game day where there's only four or five games, it was really a ton in the pot on this game.
Yeah.
Speaking about blowing people away, because we talked about this last week with Mike Palm. Did you see the ticket voucher thing that came out last week?
Yeah,
about
22 million.
Right, 22. Remember what you told? Go ahead.
No, they were just talking about slot vouchers, right? Not lost tickets in sports. I mean,
when you told us that 3 years ago.
Oh yeah, the money this state has gotten from people who have not cashed tickets in the race and sports book industry is mind-boggling. Might get us out of that. What are we, $23 trillion in debt? It might get us out.
High six figures every year.
It was incredible.
Unclaimed sports book tickets.
Yeah. Now, whoever the slot guy who wanted to not give out the change anymore,
right,
you got to give him a raise.
But that was only at one book, though, too. That's only
that was just William Hill.
Yeah, that was
when you were there.
Exactly.
High six, just at William Hill.
Yeah.
Well, it's just everything, right? This is before the apps. So, well, the apps were still relatively new, but that's.
Yeah. The apps, no. Yeah. I mean, the apps saved people because they didn't,
Yes.
I mean, now at least your money's there forever. I mean, those hard tickets, people just, they just lose them and they say, forget about it. I'm not going to go make a claim. Mm-hmm. Some don't even know they can make a claim.
That's right.
Some people probably thought it was a losing ticket, so they threw it in the garbage. Then you can't find it.
Another one.
And then what are you going to do?
Massive, massive number.
I was going to ask you if you would be interested in taking Oregon if it got to 20. But I know you guys had 18 on Georgia, and now it's back to 17 the way it looks.
You know, I made it lower, but I'll probably pass. That's probably a learning game. What do you make of Georgia? I mean, how do you lose eight people in the NFL draft on the defensive side of the ball? I don't know if anyone can overcome that, but if anyone can, it's Alabama, Georgia. They're so elevated, their programs, and they get every five-star recruit. So that's probably a watch and learn game, but I did make it lower, but I probably have no interest in getting to Oregon.
Is Ohio State too high, or is it going to continue to go up with the injuries to Notre Dame?
I made it lower, but I mean Notre Dame, I think Ohio State over the last 4 or 5 years has been so overpriced. And I'm not saying they won't smoke Notre Dame, but Notre Dame's got plenty of talent. They love this coach. They got enough on the defensive side of the ball. I'm worried about the quarterback, though. I don't know if he's going to be able to, match scores. But, again, it probably just a watch game. But I did make it lower, but probably have zero interest in betting Notre Dame.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Longtime bookmaker here in Las Vegas, now with Circus Sports. Nick Bogdanovich, our guest. What did you make Utah and Florida, and what do you think happens in this game?
I made a pick. I'd probably take 3.5 with Florida. I mean, I know everyone's high on Utah. I'm a huge Whittingham fan. I've loved him forever. That's a brutal travel. It's going to be humidity is going to be brutal. The heat's going to be brutal.
Yeah, good point.
A lot of intangibles, I think, goes for Florida's way. But Utah's seasoned and experienced, so. I guess if it got to 3.5, I'd probably make a small play on
Florida. Look that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I missed one, too. How about taking the points with UConn? Because what Utah State, how about this? And I know the number came down. You go from a 30-point favorite to a 30-point dog. Now they got to take on Alabama. But certainly they're the look-ahead spot there, and they came out flat. I give more on UConn.
14-0 UConn.
Sure. But they
I guess that is maybe the biggest point spread swing in the history of 2 weeks.
It's one of them.
You go from a 27-point favorite to a 40-point dog?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
So would you make
the Sharps were all over Connecticut last week, so hats off to them. And they got up 14-0, and Utah State banged off 24 quick ones and thought they might we might be talking about this on the bad beat segment, but Connecticut got the cash.
So would Bama be 60 over UConn then? Probably don't want to go that high, think?
Yeah, I mean, Saban doesn't like to run it up too bad. I mean, he usually calls up the dog.
Yeah,
so sure.
Bama first half, take the dog second half and the under.
Yep.
Yeah, that Bama first half run there for a while was unbelievable.
Oh, man, it was every – how much stock do you put in a spot like the one that we have coming up this weekend, LSU taking on Florida State? I know it was Duquesne and Florida State. That number came down a little bit as well. But they won by 40 points. Do you give anything there? Florida State has a game underneath their belt compared to LSU?
I think that's big that you get a game under your belt. And Florida State's quarterback looked good. They called off the dogs, too. And you got a whole new culture down at LSU. All the intangibles, I think, lean to Florida State. But LSU's so SEC talented. And I don't know what Kelly will do down there. Part of me hopes he does good. And part of me hopes he lays an egg. But I do definitely think the intangibles are on Florida State side.
Now, that'll be, as Vinny says, a terrific right. Boy, will that game do business.
Yeah, that'd be a great
Sunday
game.
Night game?
Oh, yeah.
That'll do huge business at night.
Yeah, in lieu of a NFL Sunday night game, standalone. Yeah, it'll be great. And it's around Pick'em, which
there you go.
Always adds to the intrigue.
Yep, great spot. Love having you on. Thanks so much for popping in today. We appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
We have to we'll tease this maybe for later on in the summertime or later on in the football season. Nick told us how much handle he did during the pandemic one day writing Russian ping pong. Now that blew my mind.
Yes.
Okay. The Hawaii handle never blow my mind. The Russian ping pong stuff still to this day blows my mind. So we can go down that path at one point as well. Up next, something else to consider in the Nebraska debacle. I think it was going to work. I think they had them on the ropes and they didn't go back to it.
Baby, and you're just lying there watching on the couch? That's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action.
Live in game bets, live player prop bets, live player prop bets, live player prop bets, live.